It sounds like the most exciting thing ever to happen at this police station in Bradford, but when Batman brought in a suspect, the reality was a bit more sedate. Leaning against the front desk, waiting for an officer, the Caped Crusader chats to the man he's handing over, who's since been charged with handling stolen goods and fraud. But the identity of the man in the Batman costume remains a mystery, although, as you'd expect of a man of his pedigree, he just disappeared into the night. Across town, someone believes they've met the man behind the mask.
Do you think you sold the Batman costume to the Bradford Batman?
Yes, I believe I did, yes.
How do you know?
He was very specific about what he wanted. He wanted a grey Batman outfit. He was a tall young man, a local man.
Anything more you can tell us about him?
Yes, I believe he lives on Letsby Avenue.
Do you feel safer knowing that Batman's out there on the streets of Bradford?
Yes, of course I feel safer, yeah. He's looking after us, and if he's not in the police station. So, yeah, I do.
It's nice that someone's out there, obviously, wanting to do good, but obviously to be dressed up as Batman, you can attract a bit of unwanted attention, maybe.
This impersonator was certainly attracting attention today, turning heads in the big city. But the question remains, who is the Bradford Batman? Danny Savage, BBC News.